Now, buying a home is a goal for a lot of people, but high home prices and a competitive housing market are shutting many of those would-be home buyers out of the market. The state treasurer's office is joining in the launch of a new network that aims to help. It's called Take Root Wisconsin. It connects homeowners or future homeowners with resources to help them buy, fix, and or keep their homes. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Wherever you are you struggling to buy a home right now in your community? If so, what are some of the things standing in your way? Did you fall behind on housing payments during the pandemic? How do you think we can make buying and keeping a home easier for people here in the state? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Sarah Godlewski is Wisconsin State Treasurer. Treasurer Godlewski, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Can you tell us a little more about this network and some of its priorities when it comes to home ownership?
Yeah, so one of the important things for me as state treasurer, serving as the state's chief financial officer, was really to make sure that how can we help Wisconsinites have economic security? And we know that when you look at home ownership in general, it is a critical part of building wealth. In fact, 90% of Americans' wealth is within their home, and it's a great investment. I mean, the average appreciation can be anywhere between 3 and 4%. But yet, as we know, in the state of Wisconsin, we've actually seen home ownership decline since the beginning of the 21st century. And further, we are below the national average when it comes to first-time home buyers, young families, and we are the third worst state for Black Wisconsinites to buy a home. And so our home ownership task force really looked at this, and what we came up with is what we saw directly is when you bring people together, realtors, financial institutions, community service agencies, all talking about this, that you can generate important solutions that can make a big difference, which is why we created Take Root Wisconsin, being modeled after Take Root Milwaukee. And as you said, Rob, it's really there to help Wisconsinites buy, fix, and stay in their home.
We'll hit all three of those stages in a bit, but can you tell us a little bit about Take Root Milwaukee and why you thought it was a good model, you and your partners around the state, a good model to pursue statewide?
Yeah, what Take Root Milwaukee was actually started after the financial crisis of 08 and 09. We all saw how people were losing their homes, whether it was to predatory lending or they couldn't afford their mortgage, or even property tax foreclosures were significant in the city. They went from 70 property tax foreclosures to over 400. And so what Take Root was developed to do is, how can we help keep people in their homes, but also help them buy homes? And then further, as we saw as a result of the crisis, people were getting predatory lending. They were victims of reverse mortgages. And so who is actually a trusted source in talking to folks, whether that is to fix their home or even with financing their home? And Take Root right now has built this great network of different entities. It's ranging everything from realtors to neighborhood associations, to lenders, to even legal support. And they are helping communities that can't often buy a home figure out how to navigate that, whether that is providing credit counseling so they can have better credit to maybe qualify for a mortgage, or think about other homeowner opportunities like a rehab home, which might be more affordable. And then by connecting them to resources, they are able to fix it up and make it that American dream.
We're talking to Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin State Treasurer, looking at the Take Root Wisconsin team effort aimed at helping people buy homes around the state, boost home ownership levels, also to stay in them and to help fix them up. Treasurer Godlewski, you just gave us some examples of things that might be helping people buy homes in the first place. Let's get to the stay part of things now. What kind of things are you looking at to help people avoid foreclosure and things like that?
When we started the home ownership task force, it was literally a week before COVID-19. And something that we were really worried about is with people being underemployed and unemployed through no fault of their own, how is that going to impact their ability to make payments? And so one of the things that we looked at was particularly with property tax foreclosures. As I mentioned earlier, we saw in Milwaukee after the financial crisis of 08 and 09, they went from 70 property tax foreclosures to over 400. And there's not really any meaningful tools to help people. They can't just put their property taxes in forbearance. And here in the state of Wisconsin, if you miss a property tax payment, you start accruing anywhere between 12 to 18% interest. So it's hard to get ahead if you just can't even keep up. And so something that we launched as a pilot program in La Crosse was a partnership between the county treasurer in La Crosse and the Community Action Network Cooley Cap. And they were able to identify folks who were, for example, struggling to make their property tax payments and provide not only financial assistance, but wraparound services. So thinking through how can they maybe help them refinance, or are there other services that can be provided? And what was really positive about this program is, first, the ability to identify who was struggling, because a lot of times when these programs go out, it's a lot of work to figure out who needs assistance. But the second thing is, how do we not just put a Band-Aid, make the solution sustainable? And the wraparound services that were provided, in addition to whether that was weatherization or food assistance, not only fit the immediate need, it got these folks back on track. And we are now looking at launching this property tax foreclosure fund statewide.
Where does the money come from to do things like this?
So sustainability, Rob, was a really important piece of our work. I mean, after we got done with the task force, something that we did not want to happen was for this to wait for legislation to happen or for the budget process, because we don't know if that would ever come to reality. And so in developing this kind of outside of government, one of the sustainable aspects of it is membership. And so we have members that actually join Take Root Wisconsin. We have been also receiving grants, and that is what really serves as the foundation to how we fund its efforts.
You were just telling us about efforts to prevent foreclosure. Can you talk about how a foreclosure can affect a family?
I will tell you, Rob, some of the stories that I heard from families were really heartbreaking. A lot of times because their home is that one asset that they have that really is what they've built to own, and they want to hand it down to their children. And so when they, you know, whether it is a mortgage foreclosure or a property tax foreclosure, it really just rocks their world, and people don't know where to go for assistance or for help. I was talking to a woman not too long ago, and she was just sharing how sometimes life happens. And despite her best efforts to keep on top of everything, she wasn't sure how she was going to be able to, for example, make her payment for property tax foreclosure. And how to exactly navigate that, because it wasn't that she didn't want to pay her fair share. It's just life kind of threw a wrench at that particular moment. And so I think what's really significant is that when people are struggling, things like property tax foreclosure might not be front and center, but we know if it continues to fester, it can become a significant challenge with those 12 to 18% interest rates. And it's just oftentimes too difficult to ever get ahead. And many people ended up losing their homes. So I think this is one of the many different tools that now Take Root Wisconsin will be using to help homeowners.
We continue our talk about the barriers to owning and keeping a home in Wisconsin. State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski is with us talking about the Take Root Wisconsin effort. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you think the state, local governments, and local businesses should be making it a priority to help people with home ownership to boost home ownership rates, especially for younger people. As we heard in Wisconsin, we have lower rates for young adults than many other states in the country of home ownership. Also in minority communities, the same numbers there. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. If you have an experience of trying to buy a home lately, not being able to, or overcoming some of those hurdles, what helped you out? 800-642-1234 is the number, or email ideas@WPR.org. Treasurer Godlewski, I want to talk to you about part three, buying a home, staying in a home, and helping fix up the home. What kind of things do you see happening there with Take Root Wisconsin?
So with fixing a home, we know that this is actually a really critical part of the mission, because the housing stock in the state of Wisconsin is older. And so there is a lot of tender, loving care that is needed for different homes, whether that's removing lead paint or fixing a roof. And so there are kind of two buckets that we were hearing from with folks when they needed assistance with fixing their home. One is, who is a trusted contractor that you can work with that can provide quality services, where to go? And then the second was, how can you maybe deal with or get financial assistance to help do this? And we were looking at even programs with weatherization. We know, for example, fixing windows can help save significant costs for the homeowner, or repairing a roof. And so it was looking at, how can we provide assistance with some of these repairs that are needed to not only make sure the home is safe, but honestly reduce costs probably in the long run with heating and cooling expenses.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the guest talked about, you know, sustainability, and we talked about property taxes. You know, my monthly mortgage payment with interest is about $700, but yet my real estate taxes are $7,000, which means 10 months of my mortgage payment goes to pay taxes, which is insane. And the number one expense within your real estate taxes are the schools. So the question is, why are school expenses growing so much faster than inflation over the past 20 years? And what is being done to decrease it if you really want to talk about sustainability?
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Treasurer Godlewski, I know there's a lot of other state agencies involved in school funding issues and local school districts. That said, is part of the concern here, as Steve says, that property taxes are too high?
I think that part of the question has been, is how can local governments continue to be in control of their property taxes? But we did not get into that work as a task force. I think what we were really concerned about, as we saw with the Great Recession of 08 and 09, is how folks went from, you know, 70 property tax foreclosures to over 400 in Milwaukee. And our immediate concern was, what can we do to keep people in their homes? That was front and center, because there are not a lot of tools to actually navigate that. So that was our primary work, was making sure we identified folks who were struggling and provided them the resources, because when you miss that first payment, that's where the in statute 12 to 18% interest, which is insane. So I agree with the caller. I think there's a lot of opportunities to kind of look at the overall tax structure, but our focus was really on helping homeowners who were facing property tax foreclosure and making sure we could keep them in their homes.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Wisconsin State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, looking at Take Root Wisconsin, an effort to help people buy homes, stay in homes, and fix up their homes, with a lot of stakeholders getting involved. Still time for your questions, or maybe your home buying or home owning or home foreclosure experiences yourself. And have you joined in Take Root Milwaukee or the new Take Root Wisconsin yourself? Love to hear your take on things. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Treasurer Godlewski, are you looking for more stakeholders of various sorts to get involved in Take Root Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. Something that was quite clear throughout our work is that the more people that are involved, the better. And so if you are interested in learning or joining Take Root, you can either go to our website, which is statetreasurer.wi.gov, or Take Root Wisconsin's website, which is takerootwi.org. And there is information about the network, membership. As we, you know, we launched this, Rob, I think 2 weeks ago today, and really working towards continuing to build this statewide network.
And what particular kind of people are you looking at? I know you mentioned, I think, real estate people are involved. Who else? Who should be thinking of themselves as a potential participant?
Yeah. It is everybody from lenders to realtors to community members, to even folks that are in construction or home repairs, to mortgage or title companies, to we even have local housing groups that are becoming a part of Take Root Wisconsin. And all of us together serve homeowners. So if you are a homeowner or an interested homeowner, there is also a place for you with the services provided through Take Root. But the network consists of those housing experts or folks that actually have a role in homeownership in the state in order to best serve homeowners in their quest, whether it is to buy that home, which we know a lot of people want to do, to even trying to figure out, I need to fix my windows and make them more affordable. Like, how can I do that? So it is a broad spectrum of things that Take Root Wisconsin is doing to best serve Wisconsinites.
Let's bring on another caller now. Daryl is with us in Milwaukee. Daryl, hi.
Hi. I wanted to comment. I'm an investor in real estate in Milwaukee, and I remember 2008 when the bubble blew up. Milwaukee County went just crazy with escalating their property taxes. Mm-hmm. And as an investor, a landlord, I could afford to keep mine, but it was really a financial strain. And I can only imagine what a single homeowner or a person on fixed income felt like. And it really showed the greedy mismanagement that Milwaukee County has been plagued with for decades.
Daryl, thanks for the call. Another concern about property taxes, Treasurer Godlewski, making it hard for those individual homeowners.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to why we thought it was so important to develop tools to help people immediately, because there aren't a lot of ways for people to navigate this. You know, the other big thing that we were hearing with communities across the state is how do they start building affordable housing for their communities, knowing that alone, oftentimes the city might not be able to do that, and how do they work with a local developer? And something that we have talked about is putting together different resources, because we know the housing and urban development from the federal government provides resources, and yet the state provides resources, and local communities might be providing resources. And so how do we kind of create this almost one-stop shop in financing where a community can then afford to be building more affordable units? Because that's something that is, we know, front and center as Wisconsinites are thinking of buying a home. They can't do it in an affordable way. And that's something that we need to make sure that we are talking about and addressing.
In our last couple of minutes, Treasurer Godlewski, what would success look like for you for Take Root Wisconsin, say, in a five-year time horizon?
It would be serving homeowners where we're no longer, you know, the third worst state for Black Wisconsinites to buy a home, and new homeowners are, we're above the national average, not below, but also that we don't have, you know, our housing stock is better and our foreclosure rates have improved. So that to me is success. And I know that we can get there. We look at just Take Root Milwaukee. They've been around for almost a decade, and last year alone, they supported over 800 new homeowners. They prevented over 120 foreclosures, and they dispersed over almost $4 million to help folks in Milwaukee repair their homes. And so imagine that result in just Milwaukee County and the ability for us now to scale this statewide. It's exciting, it's sustainable, and it's really important for the economic security of our state.
Treasurer Godlewski, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin State Treasurer. She was with us today to talk about the Take Root Wisconsin program her office recently launched to help improve home ownership in the state. You can share your thoughts still and your experiences with home ownership or lack of same barriers facing you as you try to find a home or keep a home. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.